Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Artificial intelligence sounds like a scary science fiction term. But as Nello Christianini, professor of artificial intelligence at the University of Bristol, tells us, AI technology goes way beyond the world of computers.
Science used to be about making sense of the world, and theories were its result. Think again. Now the collection of data has taken priority, and its analysis by massive computers is being used to make predictions and decisions which are very effective but which we do not fully understand. Take the example of Amazon.com. It can recommend relevant books to readers without having an explicit model of those readers. The same happens with spam filters, machine translation, face recognition. Today's artificial intelligence has found a way to bypass the need for understanding a phenomenon before we can replicate it in a computer. The technology that made this possible is called machine learning, a method to program computers by showing them examples of their desired behavior, and the fuel that powers it all is data. Data has been called the new oil, a new natural resource that businesses and scientists can leverage by feeding it to massive learning computers to do things that we do not understand well enough to write a traditional program for. This new way of working is all about predicting, not explaining. It is about knowing what a new drug will do to a patient, not why. But was not science meant to help us make sense of the world, or is it just meant to deliver good predictions? The big data revolution started in AI has now reached every corner of science, from biology to sociology, and is spreading further. Schooling, policing, even graphic design are now driven by big data. But let us remember that the fuel that powers this revolution is very often our own personal data, and we still do not have a clear cultural framework to think about this. These are some of the questions behind the Think Big project that I lead at the University of Bristol in the UK.
That was Nello Christianini of the University of Bristol. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. It's